Hello everyone, welcome back to the Oren Koren podcast. Today is day 24 of the 30-day challenge where I'm posting one podcast episode a day. And in today's episode, I want to talk to you about the tools that I'm using to record my online course. So let's get right into it. So from the previous episodes, you know that I'm using Thrivecart as the hosting platform for the course itself. But what are the tools that I'm using to actually make the course? Let's give you a little bit of an overview. This is the camera that I'm using to record actual lessons for the course. It's a Sony Alpha 6400. And I have a mic here, which is a Rode Pod mic. That's my setup for recording myself. I also have a light here. That's a light from Amazon. I'm not really sure of the brand. I just bought whatever was available within a small budget. And it works for me right now. I'm lit, so that's okay. My computer is a Mac Studio, which I'm using for all sorts of things, not just content creation. I use it for programming. I use it for video editing. And I'm also using it for writing and stuff. So that's the computer that I'm using. And the software that I'm going to use to record lessons is actually Loom. I'm going to write lectures within Thrivecart, but I'm also going to embed videos just to show things in a more natural way, a conversational way. I think Loom makes it very easy. You also get an embed code that you can put on a website, but you also get the ability to download a GIF. Yes, I'm calling it a GIF. Sue me. You can take that GIF and use that as a hyperlink so it could also show up on emails. So that makes it a lot easier. And on Loom itself, you can also edit the video in case you had some silences in the beginning or the end, or maybe you're not happy with anything. So you can trim and cut the video on Loom itself instead of downloading it and using a video editing software to make any changes. So that makes it very helpful. And as a bonus, you also get the video transcribed on Loom with their own AI software. So that also makes it more accessible to people with disabilities. So that's why I chose Loom, because it makes it a lot easier. Okay, so I think today you're getting a short one. This is the setup that I'm going with. It's pretty simple, not too complicated. It's not a huge studio production. I'm doing it at home. And tomorrow we're going to talk about the syllabus and the lessons that I came up with. And yeah, thank you so much for being here, for listening and watching. If you have any questions, comment them below this episode. If you want to join my newsletter, you can find the link to that in the description of the episode. And thank you again so much for being here, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.